This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what to say. Mother.
Yeah, well, Melissa Zimtard, that's her name, Zimadars, is a professor. Oh, my gosh, she knows everything. And she has created, thank God, a list of fake news that Google then put into Chrome that now other sites are using, like Quantcast, to delist InfoWars. Wow. There's no racketeering there. There's no attempt at torturous interference. There's no libel. There's no slander. There's no defamation, cupcake. If you ever actually hurt us, you're guaranteed a lawsuit, sweetheart. But you know what? You're not going to hurt us. You are so dishonorable, you empower us. And they mix a few parody sites in, like a parody site of Drudge or a parody site of Politico, with some other real fake sites, which are just parodies, they're not fake, with Breitbart and WorldNet Daily and InfoWars.com and Prison Planet. What, PrisonPlanet.tv is fake? Did you know my films and the nightly news? This, all of this is fake. She, let's put her on screen, folks. It's like the fat lady at Snopes. She has a cat, and she lives in an apartment, which is fine to have a cat and live in an apartment. It's just she now controls reality. Why, Snopes? Snopes said Hillary doesn't have any illnesses. Snopes said that Obamacare was free at first. Now, when it came out, it wasn't. They changed it. But you know what? Everybody knows Snopes is a joke. So there you go. Activist post. Oh, that's bad. Oh, Prison Planet. Oh, my gosh. This is so horrible. The Jones Report is fake. We don't even update Jones Report. It's like defunct. Like a knockoff of the Drudge Report, one of my guys did. InfoWars 1 and 2. It's all fake. Oh, my gosh. We're so horrible. Well, listen. You don't need a spectrometer like to tell what metals are, what ore when you're mining. You just walk this lady and she just smells it. And then she tells you if it's real or not. WorldNet Daily is fake. Zero Hedge is fake. Yeah, because they break so many big news stories. Well, there you go. And of course, they don't list Drudge as fake because Drudge is links to news stories most of the time. But that's who they really want to go after, the federal Elections Commission and others have said that. Because how dare us have free speech during a campaign? I'm going to bring this up to Mark Moreno coming up, but this shows you where they're going. It's called massive censorship. It's what the bad guys do, trying to shut us down. That's their new answer, is to, quote, demand that Facebook and Twitter and Google all delist everyone when a professor who's in the trendy circle gives the order. Maybe she'll tell you what to cook at night for your kids. I mean, we have Melissa Harris-Perry and MSNBC say we need to get over the idea that kids belong to their parents and that kids actually belong to the state. That's not authoritarian or anything. No, the truth is we are very, very far down the rat hole, and there are hundreds and hundreds of articles. When I say hundreds, I mean hundreds a day, saying Stephen Bannon must step down from the White House. He is racist. We learned this magic word, racist, 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 and Alex Jones is racist, and how dare Donald Trump talk to Alex Jones. And they are so freaked out that I'm somehow in the loop a little bit. I don't care about being in the loop unless Trump stays honest to his principles. I'm at a big risk backing Trump if he goes sideways or the wrong way. I'm not in the system. I'm not getting some banker paycheck or some George Soros paycheck. I'm here in Texas. I did things all by myself with my listeners. I didn't have big corporate money. I did it from zero, from Access Television 22 years ago. So I keep trying to explain to you. They think they can trick Trump into, you know, not communicating with InfoWars, that somehow that would hurt me. And, of course, it really hurt Trump. But it doesn't matter what Trump does. As long as he stays true to his principles, I don't care if he never talks to me again. What I want him to do is cut the taxes and restore the republic. That's the only reason I want access to Trump.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The dead is quiet.
Look, I've been pretty nasty in the last hour because the criminals, the foreign banks, the corporations, the media whores and traitors that they have put in power over this country are just the most despicable, nasty, envious, greedy, selfish, horrible, lying sacks of crap you could ever imagine. I mean, I have so much disgust for them, it's beyond hatred. And I need a vacation from just looking at them and being around them. That's the great part about Hillary Clinton. She can now fade off into oblivion. The word is from Trump Tower that they're using Chelsea, we knew this would happen, to lobby Donald Trump's children, one in particular, to not put Chelsea's parents in jail. Well, Chelsea, we all know that to cover your butt, you said, why are we killing Haitians and keeping all the money and letting the UN poop in their water supply and give them cholera just to cover your little butt. You still took $6 million a year. So don't think that little ruse fooled any of us, where you're all over the foundation being defended as someone trying to expose the corruption. The fact that you didn't do anything about it makes you an accomplice to it. So I think you need to have your butt locked up. How about that, you parasite? They want that cancer now to run for Congress. The daughter of Webster Hubble. How about no thanks? You know, your mother looks like she came back from the dead. And the latest emergence that we had from the cave dweller yesterday. And now you've reemerged. And just how about you take all the stolen loot and hope you don't get it indicted? No. No, you're never going to give up. The smell of civilization drives you into a rampaging fury, and you want to pull it all down. But the video of Hillary looking like she's undead is up on InfoWars.com. We knew it was coming. Mark Moreno, who is in a third world nation right now, or I guess he's in Morocco. I guess that's kind of old world, you could say, covering the latest UN activities. They've called for his arrest before. They're calling with 15 different state attorney generals to arrest anyone that denies climate change. It was global freezing, then global warming. That was just change. Oh, I don't deny climate change. Man-made climate change is not something that can be controlled, metered, or taxed, and it's just a power grab, and you admit that. Your own internal documents are there, but we now know they are going to come out, and the new term is a conspiracy theorist. It's fake news. And so they've had Google come out and list Breitbart News, not as cutting edge, not as changing the world with InfoWars.com. But no, as fake news. InfoWars has been listed as well. And so on Quantcast and other places were being delisted. Libraries were being delisted. People are unable to get to it through their browsers. It's flashing up messages that says InfoWars.com is fake. So fake, when they announced last Wednesday their new fake news initiative, to, quote, clean up Facebook and Twitter, I said, watch, that'll be us. And they even have a Gizmodo article out yesterday making fun of me, saying I'm a conspiracy theorist, that no one wants to take my free speech, even though at the time of them writing this, InfoWars had been listed as fake news by Google. So, see, I'm so fake. I am so fake. I am so full of disinfo. I just keep breaking down and predicting everything that's going to happen before it happens because I know the enemy. So this will seriously make your head spin. But they're here. They have listed, I didn't check, is Climate Depot listed as fake news now by Google through its Chrome browser, which then again is accepted by libraries and government institutions and Quantcast as the mark of whether it's real or not. Google is now getting into the serious censorship business, going to give Facebook and Twitter a run for its money. And Facebook's saying that they're going to go off this list now and start blocking everyone. Or warning you, warning, don't go to InfoWars. You know, it's like my dad saying, warning, stay out of liquor cabinet, or warning, don't look at the Playboys. I don't think it's going to have the desired effect, but again, these authoritarians are crazy. It's like when Hitler was starting to lose the air war and the Battle of Britain. And he said, okay, let's just start bombing civilian targets. That'll make the Brits give up. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just hilarious. Of course, it had the opposite effect. So Mark Moreno, one of the leading lights fighting global governance, and it's the star in its crown, carbon taxes. He's been to scores of UN meetings. He's at one in Marrakesh, Morocco, right now. They're in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean. And all of this is unfolding. But I got to tell you, it's crazy to have the New York Times come out in three different articles. Well, one of them was somewhat fair. But two of them said, I'm insane. Global governance doesn't exist, but also globalism, Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. Did you know it doesn't exist either?
So, the night right before, they claim that they actually utter the phrase global governance, and then on one hand, and then they'll claim that there is no attempt to centralize power, and they're not out for central planning. But that is the entire purpose of the UN Climate Summit.
Now, what is happening there in Morocco? What has brought the great Mark Moreno there?
Well, this is the year, the first climate meeting.
Well, when I said third world, I was right. We've lost the feed.
Does not need Senate ratification. So I decided yesterday to do a segment with which we're going to spread the UN Paris Agreement. And I happened to have a life-size Donald Trump next to me. I had a Donald Trump hat on, Make America Great. And lo and behold, the media unexpectedly swarmed me. I'm talking 30, 40 cameras, media, including CNN, the Associated Press, you name it, swarmed me. And I got out about it. You can go to Climate Depot and watch the video. I got out about 2 minutes before armed climate cops from the United Nations swarmed on me and literally forced me out of the climate summit during my presentation.
And, sir, we're showing the video for TV viewers right now. We sit around and joke about this. They're censoring us. They're censoring everybody right now. They're announcing they're going to basically shut our websites down if they can. And then here you are with armed climate police saying the press isn't allowed to talk to you. I mean, this just shows total authoritarianism.
And by the way, the reporters seemed genuinely offended. They were screaming after me. CNN reporter, they wanted to do an interview with me. There was no way the security would allow CNN near me. We had the Associated Press couldn't get near me. We had Indonesian television. They just swept me right on out of there, and they actually got the Donald Trump. It was a life size, actually a little bit larger than life stand-up, about 6'5", and they turned it around away from the crowd. They did not want his face. And I got to tell you, this was just a segment I was doing for a TV station, and it turned into this sort of impromptu event because they saw Donald Trump's image. This was literally like vampires recoiling at the sight of a cross. That's what I witnessed there. When they see Donald, they are just in horror. They are in deep denial at this conference. They cannot accept that he's going to be the president of the United States.
By the way, I should add, we sell your amazing film, Climate Hustle, that also shows all their attempts at censorship at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, this is such a war. What phase are we now with the authoritarian left globally? Because it seems they are going into pure censorship mode, Mark.
They really are. In fact, when the security, security forced us out, this was out of bizarre, I don't know if it was the Hunger Games or what type of movie. We were in the middle of this bustling conference, the center of attention, getting all this, basically talking to the entire national media. They escorted us right outside the fence, and they, on the way, don't anyone tell you that the United Nations doesn't believe that building walls works, because this entire compound is completely walled in. They threw me outside of the wall. They opened a gate and went into a demilitarized zone, if you will. And it's about 10 football fields of desert, blinding sunlight, and I had no one wandering the desert, completely lost with no direction. They just tossed me out of the conference. And then
so they just threw you out into the desert. This is incredible. There's footage of it. So think about this. They have walls, and that's their model. Once they collapse the global economy, they admit, they're going to go to a city-state model where we're all poor outside the walls.
Yes, and that's exactly what it's called. They throw me outside the walls. And then, and I actually have video I was trying to get to, but I haven't been able to because of the third world Wi-Fi here. But we actually have the footage outside entrance of the conference. And by the way, this is Morocco, so it's a Muslim monarchy that rules this. So the local police are very aggressive. You can't even go in downtown Marrakesh and pull out your cell phone camera. We got hassled by police immediately. They do not want cameras or film anywhere. But what happened was they came up to me, two United Nations security guards, and they started going through my bag, and they started confiscating papers. I got reports other people had their phones confiscated.
So let's be clear, UN police, even off the UN building,
on camera, and they're blocking my film. They won't let me. You'll see them covering the camera.
This is something you've got to go to the U.S. Embassy with and make a big deal out of. This is big news. UN police basically shook down a U.S. reporter, and they weren't even on a UN facility.
Yeah, well, we were outside. Now, that's the question. We were outside the entrance, outside the security, outside the big wall that they built. So I don't know, they may argue that the entire complex is in their purview, but they confiscated my materials, so they went inside and left us.
Stay there, Mark Moreno from Marrakesh, Morocco. Incredible. Incredible. This is all, told you, censorship, folks.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now, this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
By the way, folks, Mark Moreno has been set up for over a week. Warren had to come on post-election before he even knew what was going to happen. And I'm here telling you about censorship all day. I'm so busy that they tried to brief me about how the UN police went after him, but they always do that. I had no idea they grabbed his stuff, did all this, and notice the whole theme of the show is the censorship is intensifying. We don't just go, oh, get Moreno on because he's getting censored. It's happening to everybody in live time. InfoWars.com is being delisted all over the country. 15 attorney generals have been meeting wanting to arrest Mark Moreno. Okay? So, Mark, I know you're there in Marrakesh, Morocco. I want to get you back on as soon as you're out of there. Terrible phone, and I know you have trouble hearing me. We got 5 minutes left. You've got the floor. Talk about this, where you see this going. The left, the UN, is only intensifying. I really tore into him last hour because I don't have words to describe how nasty and authoritarian they are, and I don't know why we're putting up with it. I'm really going to the next level of being angry.
Yeah, what they've done in terms of this world, the climate world, and again, there's so many different angles that they're coming at us from, but this week specifically, they've ramped up the most absurd scare stories, things like Donald Trump's presidency is, quote, game over for the climate, unquote. They're now saying that global warming is altering our genes, and we're being genetically modified, if you will, by temperature changes and global warming. And they're actually now, it's an interesting argument because they're blaming marijuana crops to be, they're getting too moldy in, I believe it's Washington State, because they're getting too much rain. Well, if you follow this, global warming is supposed to make marijuana more potent, and global warming is supposed to cause marijuana crops to fail as well, I mean, to actually get improved. So they're coming out with a whole bunch of scare stories. We have the former French president threatening the United States with international sanctions, essentially, if we pull out of this treaty. They're pulling out everything they can to put pressure on Donald Trump not to back out of this UN climate treaty. And, you know, Donald Trump has many options. He can actually submit it to the Senate and they'll kill it. He could actually withdraw from the entire United Nations climate process, which is my personal favorite, because then the next president won't be able to necessarily easily undo that. And I think the entire mission at this conference is money, 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 and securing this. I'm talking that we're handing out the film Climate Hustle to all these delegations. We've met with many of the African delegations from Gambia and Chad. And all of these delegations are signing on to the UN treaty. This is abhorrent. I'm here in Morocco, Alex. They have stuff that looks like it belongs in Little House Prairie. We're talking about horse-drawn carts through the city. We're talking about open sewage. We're talking about...
It is the ultimate racism telling the entire third world you cannot have industrialization. That's what it is. It's an enforced new dark age by eugenicist racist environmentalists who know exactly what they're doing.
And John Kerry has had the audacity to show up here, and he is now trying to threaten and bully Donald Trump by saying that it's Donald Trump's ideology that's going to condemn billions to death due to global warming and sea level. And it's the exact opposite. It's ideologues who reject basic climate data and are trying to claim...
I agree. Here's the good news, though. We are politically kicking their butt. They're in panic mode. What comes next?
Yes. Well, what comes next is probably the greatest scare campaign in the history of the environmental movement. In the next 4 months, they are going to put on every scare. Do not trust any data coming from the United States government at this point. The lead NASA scientist, a guy named Gavin Schmidt, who replaced a scientist who got arrested half a dozen times protesting global warming. And the previous NASA scientist, by the way, the head global warming scientist, endorsed a book calling for ridding the world of industrial civilization. This new guy, his name's Dr. Gavin Schmidt, he replaced him, and he's the protege of that guy. He's threatening to resign if Donald Trump doesn't toe the line, basically, on global warming.
It's time for Trump to appoint somebody who's real. Think about how arrogant these people are.
Yes, and we're on having a lot of fun saying, yes, this is another benefit of Trump's victory. Get rid of this guy. I report on how this guy has a history of errors and mistakes and data manipulation.
Let's put a guy who's against science as the head of NASA. Let's put a guy that wants a post-industrial world in the, you know, in the head of NASA. It's like saying, have Hitler run the ADL.
Well, you know, what's funny is they'll claim, well, this is NASA, the agency, you know, that's responsible for our space program. And actually, the space astronauts themselves have written a letter condemning NASA's climate claims. So the actual American hero astronauts have condemned this part of NASA and realized
it's all a giant fraud.
But they're going to hit Donald Trump with everything. Now, the good news is, real quick, Alex, And this is an amazing thing to watch. Because Donald Trump was literally ostracized by the Republican establishment, he is now forced to reach out to people like Myron Ebel, the EPA transition head, who is a solid guy who understands how this entire global warming, both domestic and international, works. We are going to have people in power.
Stay there. Do five more minutes, because we've got to go to break. And this is very exciting. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
It's happening.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line, perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, I told you last week they're going to come and try to restrict our websites, start not letting people get to them on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And they are announcing that now. Breitbart, InfoWars, and hundreds of others that are not anti-American, that are telling the truth, that report on things like ClimateGate, when the hackers got the emails where the UN was hiding declines in temperature and engaging in fraud and talking about how they were going to raise carbon taxes on people and shut down industrial development selectively. See, it's economic warfare because the UN and the top corporations will decide who's allowed to operate. And Mark Moreno, as the former top congressional advisor to the Republicans and to Senator Inhofe, he heads up ClimateDepot.com. We'll go to our next subject here in a moment, but it's the same thing. Massive censorship, massive control. They're being exposed. They are only intensifying their efforts. But you were getting into the whole Trump transition and how great it is the Republican establishment attacked him the whole time, because now we're getting some really good people, you were saying, it looks like, that may be involved. So, Mark, please continue.
Yeah, because he was ostracized by the establishment, this is the we are getting appointees and potential nominees that a President Bob Dole, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, a President Romney or a President McCain wouldn't even have contemplated. And we're getting, for the first time in American history, a president who has nothing but contempt for the media and doesn't care whether they like him. And that is probably the single most important thing that we bring. And the media just doesn't get it. Even here, they don't get that the more they ramp up their climate fair to try to put pressure, and the more they ramp up, you know, all kinds of sanctions against the United States to try to put pressure, it's going to backfire. They're still operating under the assumption that would be a, you know, Donald Trump is going to act like George W. Bush and care about all the things that have traditionally worked, turn Republican presidents into essentially no.
They still think they've got a globalist in there, and the Lillipullies have got America all tied down. As reality dawns on them, what do you expect them to do? So far, as I said, they're only intensifying censorship, arrogance, control. It is truly sickening to behold.
Well, I've actually seen what I expect them to do is immediately, I think Progress, I believe, the Soros-funded group, today or yesterday is starting some kind of fund, like a fund, a investigation fund against Donald Trump. They're gonna start really and hard on anyone associated with his administration. It's going to be the most unprecedented smear campaign in the history of America.
But they're so discredited, it's wonderful. They've taken the gloves off. Thank you. They've only escalated it. Don't forget what came out a few months ago in WikiLeaks. He wants a UN body that's now quasi in control of the Internet to decide what's real news and not, and give preference to, quote, their news organizations. So we're already pretty much seeing this with the new fake news initiative trying to delist all of our sites that, of course, are dominating. Wow, they're going to really try authoritarianism, Mark.
They are. And one thing, people say, oh, well, Donald Trump's a deal maker. He'll give it. And here's my point to that. If you go back, I believe it was 1988 or 89, he was on Oprah Winfrey show. That Donald Trump was an America firster, a anti-globalist, and that is the core values of his personality. It's not something that, you know, he's ever switched. If you go back, you know, 30 years, he's been consistent on
sure,
that.
Sure, there's a reason they're panicking, Mark Moreno. Briefly, tell me about some of these transition folks you think are involved and some of the good people he should be appointing.
Well, everything from what I've seen in terms of health and human services, the Energy Department, a guy named Mike McKenna, who's another, you know, just a great pick. These people who, again, Bush administrations would never contemplate because these are not establishment people. That is one of the biggest things you want to mention is that if they were part of the establishment, now I know we have Reince Priebus, but at least, you know, it's a yin-yang with Steve, with Bannon. But I think what's happening here is because Donald Trump has been out there in terms of, you know, on an island without the Republicans, no one thought to win. We could have easily the most pro-freedom first term of a president since at least, you know, Ronald Reagan 1980. There is no other comparison. And Reagan's real revolution only lasted about 2 years. By 1982, Reagan was already raising taxes and not cutting spending and fighting by the
system. That's right. By the time they shot him, they got him back in line. Mark Moreno, thank you so much. We ought to pray for you, support you. They've already tried to have the UN arrest you. They've already robbed you. They've already thrown you out into the desert because you dared talk to the media, talk to CNN. They saw that and shut that down. It's so liberal. ClimateDepot.com. We are carrying your new amazing award-winning film, Climate Hustle, at InfoWarsStore.com. Or folks can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Joining us from Marrakesh, Morocco, where the UN is desperately trying to meet at the summit and ram through their carbon taxes meant to keep the third world in bondage. Mark Moreno, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Wow. Anthony Gucciardi was already coming in to talk about a couple different items, but I got so angry last week knowing they were going to come and try to shut down access to InfoWars.com. And then here I am in the paradox, watching them do it and watching them separately put out articles saying it doesn't exist. it's not happening in over 100 platforms. Total mind control. Because they know their liberal readers aren't for just shutting down free speech. So they shut it down, then they say it doesn't exist. I mean, I have all the articles here, hundreds of articles saying Trump must disavow Alex Jones, ABC News, NBC, CBS, a massive total attack of this fake news show that told everyone last week the new attack will be, quote, on fake news. First, it was a conspiracy theory. You know, there's the Obamacare is free and you can keep your doctor and Santa Claus is real. We told you that wasn't true. Santa Claus isn't real. Their answer is to try to delist us. But now the people they delist, they've delisted Breitbart.com, which is, again, the transition chief Bannon. And Bannon is in there. The transition chief is Pence, the vice president. But the man that's overseeing it, the chief counselor of the president, this is the disconnect. Here, let's just delist the news site of the president's chief counselor, and let's just pretend it doesn't exist. These people, it shows, folks, if they got full control and Hillary ordered us arrested, they would be for it in a second. And that's what I keep saying. I'm breathless right now, folks. These people are a clear and present danger. They are so evil. And I know why I'm freaking out. I'm not just watching the end of America in front of me, but the paradox of America being reborn. They're trying to kill it as it's being born. They are openly pulling out all the stops. They're going to try to kill Trump. They're going to openly flood the borders more. I mean, the country is under such attack, and I've got to be honest, the rage I feel, tempered with disgust and just almost nausea, looking at CNN, MSNBC, and all these people, it's gone to a new level. And then their goddess, Hillary, they rolled out, looks like she's from Day of the Dead. And just all of it is too bizarre. Why do all these people worship evil, worship failure, worship screwing everyone over, worship having the country collapse, worship ugliness, Anthony?
It was only a couple of weeks ago when we were on here talking about Quantcast and Infowars.com was as big as BBC.com. Remember that? And then 2 weeks later, Quantcast delists Infowars from its ranking website. And what's interesting is when you get into the idea of fake news, there's a lot of fake news out there, 100%. If you go on any social media platform, you've seen it. It's all completely fake for some of these websites.
And but it gets it's connected to the Soros group, flooding similar news to ours, but lies as a jamming. I call it jamming.
Basically, yeah, they buy a domain that sounds somewhat official, like StarTribuneConservativeNews.com, and then it's all a bunch of BS, and then they say, see?
Which is what the left does. Notice, let me prove who's behind it. We need to do a piece on this. New Yorker magazine now is like a third of their stuff satire, but it's not satire. It's fake news. Notice what the Onion's always done. We expose FEMA camps, real bills. They do a fake C-SPAN almost the same, but then give a fake bill number. It's used as on purpose to jam the public. Go ahead.
Well, I think what's interesting and what's really concerning is the idea that someone's going to determine what fake news is for the readers, right? So it's one thing to say, sure, the Onion is obviously, it's all satire, it's a joke. It's not fake news, it's a satirical...
But you don't delist its ranking.
Right, right.
And by the way, they didn't delist its ranking.
Right, but they get to decide, someone gets to decide what fake news is. They also have some like stranger websites like Collective Evolution and stuff. It's more like weird metaphysical stuff. So if they get to decide what's fake, though, then that goes into mega Orwellian level where, okay, are they going to be able to tell Google what to de-index? Are they going to be able to tell Facebook what to remove from their algorithms? What does fake news constitute? Does it constitute something they don't agree with? Because here's the best thing, though. It's always pushed things like this when there are actual real issues, like there are fake news pieces that are, you know, going viral and making people money. But then they use that as kind of like a Trojan horse to get in. And then they say, well, there's also this fake news website. Breitbart is a fake news website. Infowars is fake news. It's like what?
And let's expand on that. Let's expand on that. We're absolutely on target 99% of the time. We are cutting edge. We are over the horizon radar. We are just absolutely exploding because we're so different and we understand the paradigm. And their answer is try to shut us down. Their answer is, don't talk to Alex Jones. That legitimizes him. We helped build the Trump movement, the populist movement, to fight globalism. He simply is riding that wave. Don't you understand? They don't seem to get it. We're not top down. But look, it's surreal how calmly we're taking today being censored, because this is going to be used on more and more platforms and libraries and Wi-Fi and you name it to block and to have other newspapers report to their idiot readers, oh, look, these sites are fake. But the good news is, even with the most dumbed-down people, when Big Brother says, don't go read this, don't go look at it, what's going to happen?
No, exactly. It's the Streisand effect times a billion, right? But the weird thing is, okay, so who's to designate the fake news? Let's say it's a crazy headline, right? Is some human being going to go in and read all the headlines on the site and decide if it's actually factual? And what's their checking mechanism? Is it Snopes? Are they going to use the cat?
Well, no, it's this university professor woman who just created a list. And because she's a woman
a list.
And wears pink sunglasses and is kind of quirky and cool and liberal,
yeah.
She has a wand. Talk about fake news. She's the one that's put out a fake news, fake list.
But here's the thing, too, though. So it would be one thing if it was just put out, but if Quantcast is delisting websites on their main page and classifying them in the same category as porn websites because of a list,
not showing,
presumably, I don't know,
not showing you to protect you from the evil Breitbart.
They have to be protected. That's the other thing. People now have to be protected. What? You're too stupid to go online and see if something's fake yourself? I can tell in one nanosecond if a piece is fake when I click on it, or from the headline usually. You know, click on it, it's just some crappy blog. Oh, wow, it's fake. So do I need a nanny to come hold my hand?
And by the way, every once in a while, we end up picking one of these up, and I catch it instantly. I go, there are not Russians landing in Alaska. Get that off.
Hey,
it was up 10 minutes. I said, that is clearly fake. Get that off. But then I'd write stories, or our writers would. I do videos, say, a year ago, about Russia saying we're moving towards nuclear war. That was from the Interfax News Agency. I was quoting the Kremlin. But people didn't know about it then. So often when you're breaking something shocking, people go, oh, that's Alex Jones, World War III again. But did it later come out that was accurate? Yes. So see, the problem is we're so cutting edge over and over again, people just don't want to believe it. Kind of like I told you that a lot of Hillary's people are into Satanism. I was told that by high-level law enforcement folks. That's why you saw it come out.
Yeah, and they even said,
we told you Hillary is falling down. We told you she has a black ambulance with special lift gates. All of it came out. It came from the Secret Service, folks. You notice we had the highest level red badges at the RNC. I mean, I'm not bragging, but that is why this is upside down. Trump won't talk to the media, but he calls me. We have the highest level red badges anywhere we wanted to go. And imagine just how much, and the media would see that and get so pissed, because you're not the media. And America is fighting for its life, struggling, and halfway has thrown you off its back. Man, I want to defeat you. Man, I can't stand you. I know you hate me, and let me tell you something. I hate you too, MSM and collaborators and Hollywood and globalists. I hate your guts. Okay, it's all mutual. But you know you're trashy, lying, anti-human pieces of crap. All the big studies, you don't give to charity. Liberals, six times less likely. You steal six times more often. Major studies. You are just knuckle-dragon scum. Thank God I don't come from filthy parents like you. You want to hate? Let's just do it. You are criminals. And we're going to beat you just like we kicked the Nazis' asses. You go keep spewing your race crap all day. I see you. I know who you are, filth. Excuse me. Very loving.
Very loving. Very much.
I'm done, man.
Well, look.
I am so pissed today. I am pissed.
Liberal, it doesn't, whatever it is. The point is, who's going to decide?
They're collaborators.
Going to go.
They're collaborators for big giant banks that are looting the world right now. That's who they are. They work for the most ruthless corporations. The New York Times, like 5 years ago, had an article about how, oh, yeah, for UN carbon sinks and set aside areas, the UN troops line up the villagers and shoot them, the entire families, but it's for the earth. Paul wrote about it. They write articles about mowing down Africans is good for the earth. I mean, this is how disconnected bonkers land they are. And again, Anthony, they're in panic mode. How discredited are they right now with their lying polls, not calling the election, caught rigging everything, caught rigging the debates? You're a stinking joke, dirtbag. Go ahead.
Why do you think this is happening? They wouldn't do this. The mainstream media wouldn't be.
Oh, I agree. It's a desperate move. Yeah. Oh, you really did it. Thank you.
Every poll, Gallup poll, it's like 80-70% of people don't trust the mainstream media. And I guess we could just walk around with someone holding our hand in real life who can tell us if something's fake or not. Be like, that's a scary thing. Don't go in there. That's scary. It's fake. Be like, oh, okay. Thank you so much.
And I can feel their hate, though. Can you feel it? Because this is next level. I feel it right now.
You have a billion views on YouTube. Why wouldn't I hate you?
No, more. That's our one channel has a billion.
Yeah, it's one channel.
5 billion. Fake news. Ha! Do an Italian thing to them. Or to give them the other thing.
The whole concept of fake news is funny, too, because, like I said, it doesn't even mean anything. So it's now an argument of if InfoWars is fake or not. It's not an argument of who decides what fake is.
No, it's all about these control freaks going, you're alt media. Mom and dad's a bad word. Don't call blacks blacks. Call them African Americans. It's about the government and the media setting the language we use. And now they're setting it again, going, you're fake. Well, great. Okay, we're fake. Sure.
It's domination. It's verbal domination when political correctness can't say anything. You have to say it the way they want to. Intellectual domination. You can't think things that are against the status quo. And now it's almost like consumption regulation and domination. You're not allowed to even look at things that are against.
Which is why I'm going to say this now. I need listeners. I'm going to skip this break because I may have a show soon. I'm not kidding. They could set off nukes, folks, and start a war. They could. I mean, they've already started false flag wars. We've caught them in the WikiLeaks. They could do anything. They could blow up Trump's plane. But know this. We're kicking their butt. They're failing. They know it. They have almost no viewers. They're a complete joke. But I'm telling you right now, whether you're listening to us on AM or FM stations or whatever the case is, spread the word about this station. Support them. Spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Spread the word about the groups and organizations that are under attack. Because you have to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real 21st century war we're in. They want to make it physical, but we've been smart and have been in the info war kicking their butts. And you can see their rage. You can feel it. You can see them promoting racism and class division in a desperate attempt to not have us come together. The globalists are looting this country. They are looting this nation. They are teaching young people to be nothing but mental patient basket cases. So listen, intensify what you're doing. Print up cards with InfoWars.com on it. Hand them out to people. Write articles exposing mainstream media. And when you expose their lies, call it fake news. You know what the fake news is? Amy Schumer, I gave the example. Fake articles they're running all over the web where she says, oh, I clarify why I'm not leaving town. She says, I clarify why we're not leaving town. And she goes, oh, I never really said I was going to leave. That's not true. She lies once. That was a joke. And then, yeah, Trump says he hates his constituents and they're dumb and he's not really a conservative. At the bottom, she says it. By the way, that's a fake quote from Trump. I mean, folks, they're the ones. They're the deceivers with the WMDs and you know, Obamacare's free and thank God you're so stupid. Gruber goes on C-SPAN and thinks only intellectuals are watching that. And he says, but he's not an intellectual. He's a criminal in my view, a deceiver. He says, thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you're so stupid. Thank God you're so stupid. We just called all their news fake. When they were, why not just call WikiLeaks fake? Hillary tried that 3 weeks ago. Remember, they put, like, oh, WikiLeaks is fake
so
now.
Donna, whatever her name is, she said it was all fake and a lie. She said, oh, Wiki lies? That's not true. When she gave Hillary the campaign.
Yeah, how'd that work for old Donna Brazil? Now, I drug you in here about something very exciting. It's also exciting because it's not just a great product, it funds her operation. Tell people about BrainForce Plus, please.
Well, you know, the media says that all we do and all everyone else does is create division. But in reality, they're the ones creating the division, right? So look, you want to support something you actually believe in, the best way to do it is buy real stuff. And BrainForce Plus, so BrainForce has been sold out for a few weeks, or maybe more than that. It's been sold out. And what we've been doing is behind the scenes is working on getting it even better, like an even more enhanced formula, working with the scientists, working with the manufacturers. And here is the thing.
And putting more pills in there.
Yeah, exactly. So there's
same price.
Several things about this, BrainForce Plus. I personally, okay, if my car is broken, what do I want to do? I want to go to someone that's like obsessed with mechanics. If I'm hurt, if I am have something wrong with me, I want to go to a doctor.
I just want to say I hate the medium.
Yes.
I want to say I hate the, I hate them. You know what? God gave us this for a reason. I love my family. They hate my family. I hate you. I swear before God you're the enemy of humanity. I will defeat you. I want the spirit of liberty to rise up and crush you. Everyone must just pray to God they be crushed and everything they do be turned against them. And I just pray God smite these people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And an undivided humanity actually can't be.
I can't handle them anymore.
The only reason we're losing in some ways and we're not.
I think we're winning and the enemy feels
exactly
it right now.
We're winning, but losing only in some ways is if we buy into their fake narrative and then start arguing their points. Give them the hate beams.
Go ahead.
Hey, man.
They've had their way with children long enough. We're going to get you. We know who you are. Get that through your filthy minds. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I like it.
Please continue with the product.
You're up with the real stuff. I love it. So, BrainForce Plus, if you want to support something that's real, basically what I'm saying is...
Tell them how it's the ultimate nootropic for the lowest price you're going to find. We're all about game changers.
20% more.
The enemy hates you funding us. The enemy is openly censoring at a level never seen in U.S. history to try to bring us down. They're trying to censor the news platform bigger than them of the president's chief advisor. They're trying to censor our president. They can go to hell. Tell them about BrainForce Plus.
They don't agree
BrainForce Plus.
BrainForce Plus. Well, I'll tell you what. See how excited that you get?
And I'm in too bad a mood.
Real, no, I
even
like,
have Ventura on next to next hour. I can't even want. I'm
what
sorry,
I
go ahead.
What I will say is that is actually how obsessed we are with also breaking the best products. And BrainForce Plus is literally the perfect example of not only does it have 20% more capsules per bottle, it's a supercharged ingredient, black pepper extract, new ingredient.
Do you believe what filth the media is? These collaborators, how much they hate us, Anthony?
They do. They do.
You know why? Because they're weak sacks of crap. You know, they hate themselves is what it is. I love myself.
Well, you know, they don't like the fact that they don't have the control anymore. How long did the media enjoy?
I don't want control. I want you freaking vampires off my back.
Control's an illusion anyway. If you think you have control, you don't, right? But they've never really controlled everything, but they had the mouthpiece. They had one unified mouthpiece, and it always just said, oh, this other person, this other group is bad. This group is good. And everyone's just clashing with
them. And you're going to use the words we say because we're out of, I mean, they're lunatics. They're control freak. I don't even have words to describe these people anymore.
Delusionals. They're delusionals. They're living in a delusional, manufactured world where they still control things, but people don't even buy it. They don't care. The popular thought process has already proven that over and over again, but then they still want to pretend they have the control. It's kind of like there's kids running all over the place, and the teacher's like, yes, just sit down and listen now, and there's like kids running all over the place. No one listens to the media.
They're swaying on the chandeliers.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone is behaving themselves well.
Everyone's great. Everyone's doing well, because they need to pretend that they
we don't like have battering control. Rams burning their cities. Ah, yeah. Winning. Like, your women are ours. Ah.
The King's Court.
We're doing quite fine.
The siege is going well. Our defenses are upholding. Like,
main wall
burning. That's literally what it's like. And then they still act like they're in control.
I feel a disturbance of the force. Though. I think there's something up to something right now. I just feel like they're the enemy, and I really don't like them right now.
I mean, of course. It's like there's people. It's so funny because you don't have to be on either side. You're going to categorize.
I'm feeling new levels of hatred right now.
You should. You should feel new levels. Look, it's good when you feel new levels of hatred. Everybody likes your hatred. That's why. Let it flow. Let it flow. You say sorry for nothing. I don't want you. Let the hatred out. That's
I love my children. These people piss me off, man. All the Jake Tapper and all these hunchback demons. I mean, just those aren't men.
They are so insanely delusional and nefarious that they go on there and talk about, well, these people are causing division and racist. And then they're like, look at these racist people. This is racist. You're racist. Like, all they do is the same thing they're claiming not to.
I'm sick of their division. You know, it's disgust. It's not even hatred. I'm just so sick of them. I have such energy wanting to just get them out of my life. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're actually defeating them, and I think it's like you're coming up for air. You finally get there. That's what it is. It's like a death struggle.
Yeah.
Listen, the new product's out. We need to sell a lot of stuff to fund this operation. It's a great product. You need BrainForce Plus. 36 capsules. It's got 20% more in each bottle. It's just got a lot of amazing things. It's all organic.
It's the same price. It's got 20% more servings. People were saying it runs out too fast. Well, guess what? 20% more, same exact price. Brand new ingredient, black pepper extract, maximizable.
Well, one reason it is some of these are expensive. Some of the stuff in this is expensive. Some of it isn't very expensive. We try to keep prices down, and so we wanted to really have something at a low price, so we only put a small amount of capsules in it. But you want more, here it is. But this is, folks get this, and they say, oh, my God. There are nootropics that are $60 that aren't as good. How do you sell it for this low? That's what we do, folks. We treat you like we want to be treated. It's very, very simple. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, it's just knowing how evil they are, Anthony, to always see them sink to another low, to see them deceive at every level, and to know they're just such trash. And when I watch Dana Bash creep over to Trump, she goes, why are you here at your hotel? You should be campaigning. You're lazy. And he goes, is that a joke? I'm here to show that I got it done a year early and under budget. And she was like a tick that scrabbled over to his leg. She was just like, why are you? Like a skeksy. What are you doing? And it does. Everyone sees who she is, but it doesn't matter. He's like, get out of my way, rat. She's like, and like, goes back in the shadows, but still I got to look at her. I have to look at Anderson Cooper. I have to look at Michael Moore. No wonder you hate us. I'm so sorry for you. I'm sorry that you were like, your mother was a porta potty or something. I don't know where you came from. I'm sorry you're so ugly and so degenerate. I understand why you hate us. I'm sorry we're better than you. I'm sorry. I'm serious. I'm sorry you're so bad.